racing this Saturday at Rose Hill. It's a great meeting, and we thought we'd get you off to a nice early start with the information you need on the quaddie legs. Paul Joyce, let's have a look at them.
Thank you, Sean. Yes, off to Rose Hill on Saturday. Look, this is an open quaddie, Sean. If we get through this one, I'm sure to pay a healthy dividend. And we kick off with the JB Cummings Hall of Fame, a 2,000-metre benchmark 85, which is race six on the program. Now, look, Sean, I've gone wide here. I don't want to miss out on the first leg. So we've got five runners going for us, 5, 3, 6, 2, and 7. Number five on top, Mortar Platoon. There's about three or four form lines coming into this race, and I'm convinced the Mortar Platoon form is as strong as any of them. He comes through the provincial status final at Hawkesbury at their standalone Saturday meeting. He was only beaten a nose by stablemate Great Glen after sustaining a strong run down the outside, and it was 3.5 lengths back to the third horse looking at you. So I think that's the right form. Mortar Platoon does get back and run on, so he's going to need a touch of luck, but in-form Tommy Berry takes them out, and I'm keen on Mortar Platoon at around about the $6 mark. Number three, Be Like Dad. Most people have him down as a wet tracker, which is fair enough. The majority of his wins have been on soft and heavy tracks. But his last start on a good three at Canterbury when just beaten by Nothing Box was terrific. He's an on-pace runner. He gets a 3-kilo claim, and he does get a big weight swing on Nothing Box into this race. So Be Like Dad at double figures, a must for the quaddie. The 6 Nothing Box, impressive winner last start, beat Be Like Dad. Bit of a negative swing at the weights for him for winning that race, but he's been very consistent this prep. In fact, he hasn't missed a place from 6 runs this time in. The 2 Floodlight, getting back on top of the ground, is going to be a big plus for him. The best effort we've seen of him so far since he's come to Australia was in the Ajax Stakes, only beaten 2.5 lengths by it somewhat. If you can reproduce that form on top of the ground, you'd have to think that's winning form. And the 7 My Psychiatrist coming through the Wagga Cup. As I said, a few different form lines coming into this race. My Psychiatrist comes out of the Wagga Cup a lot better at the weights here. Deanne Pena gets aboard with the 2-kilo claim. I expect her to lead. I expect this horse to roll along. And if they give it any easy sectionals, she's going to be tough to catch. The last time she tackled 2,000 here at Rose Hill, she led throughout to win a benchmark 77. So the numbers in the first, Sean, 5, 3, 6, 2 and 7. Plenty of value. Let's hope we get through that first leg. Moving on to the second leg, the Winx Hall of Fame handicap. It's a benchmark 93 over the 1,500. Narrowing it down a little bit here, Sean, I've got a little bit of an on-pace favoured here race. There doesn't look as much pace or pressure. In fact, a lot of these horses are natural backmarkers. So I'm concentrating on numbers 12, 9 and 7. 12, Believe. If you're looking for an early double figure go, have something each way on Believe. Third up off a spell into this. Blinkers go on first time. Gets on top of the ground third up. I thought her last start when second up off a long break behind Caniescent was solid. She did good work late, but I expect off the soft draw, Andrew Adkins will bounce her forward. And I think Believe will give you a much better run for your money. She's been over the 1,500 twice before, Sean. She's won, obviously, beating Dixie Blossoms, and the other time she ran third in the Group 2 far lap. So she's got terrific form for a benchmark 93. Careless, number 9 for Mark Newnham. Third up as well. Terrific. This horse has gone to Mark Newnham. Very rarely runs a bad race. Last up, edged out late by Caniescent. He'll strip fitter. He's another with a soft draw that goes forward. And the 7, Berry Delicious. If there is to be a backmarker blowout, I think Jason Coyle's mare is the one. She resumed also in the Caniescent race and was doing her best work late after being held up a bit turning for home. 12, 9 and 7, Sean. That's the risky leg. Race 7. We'll head to race 8, the TJ Smith Hall of Fame handicap. Benchmark 85 over 1,200. Going a little bit wider here, four runners, the 12, 11, 6 and 10. We'll rip through those. Number 12 on top, Bonnie O'Reilly. She is a bonny little mare, isn't she? She's won 5 from 7. She's 2 from 2 at the track. She was a gutsy first up winner beating Machine Gun Jubs and In Times of War. And I think she can handle this next step up in grade. That was basically fillies and mares. Now she steps up to an 85 against the boys. But she settles handily. She's got a great turn of foot. And look at that winning strike rate. I'll stick with little Bonnie O'Reilly on top. The value runners for our quaddie, 11 Wild and Famous. No luck first up behind Untamed Diamond and held up in the straight. Second up here on top of the ground, Ty Anglin aboard off a soft gate. Wild and Famous is definite overs. As is number 6 here, which will be cheering for the quaddie, a Thrill Seeking. Good second behind Untamed Diamond first up. Goes best on top of the ground. Another mare with a soft draw and a claim for Nick Haywood. I think she's a definite knockout chance at the big odds. And the other one for the quaddie is number 10, Girl Sunday. 3 starts at Rose Hill for 2 wins and a placing. Loves being on top of the ground. Great second up stats. and she tackled the Silk Stocking first up on the Gold Coast, only beaten 3.5 lengths where she had no luck. Tricky gate, but if she gets some luck from out there, she'll go forward. Another one that's massive overs. So we'll take the favourite number 12, Bonnie O'Reilly, Sean. Let me tell you, if 11, 6 or 10 can knock her off, we'll be sailing sweet coming into the last leg. And that last leg is the Light Fingers Hall of Fame Handicap, 1,400, benchmark 78 for the mares. And I'm going to finish with five runners here, 1, 6, 8, 5 and 9. The one who most of beats on top, yet to have a jockey at the time we do this, so make sure she does run here. First up in the Wagga Town Plate, she got a long way back and flew home behind Santa Ana Lane. That's much stronger form than what she meets here. She'll appreciate the 1,400. She likes the dry track. In fact, she's won four times over the 1,400. So Hermosa Beach on the back of a fast pace should be too classy for these. Number six, I've got as the Danger Cottage. First up for Godolphin Trialdwell, has won first up previously. Lightly raced mare with great form on top of the ground. She's an obvious play for the quaddie. As is the eight, Wangwa. Two from two this prep. No surprise, they've both been on good tracks. That's the key to her. Tricky gate, she'll get back. But as I said, there's good speed in this race. Also for the quaddie, the five, Anisha. She's another one that's drawn poorly, but she races well on good tracks. She races well on soft tracks. She just races well since Mark Newnham's got her, and the blinkers go back on. So she'll need a touch of luck. But again, she's double-figure odds. And the nine, Dagny, will throw her in. She's the early favourite for the race off Barrier 1, Chris Waller and Tommy Berry combined. 1, 6, 8, 5 and 9 in the last, Sean. Now, budget. We've gone over budget this week because it's such a tricky quaddie to get. It's going to cost $30 for 10% of the quaddie. But if you want to play a bit smaller, $15 for 5%. And you'll get a good run for your money. Obviously, if there are any important scratchings, I'll be back at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. And we'll go through these numbers again there and also my selections for races 1 to 5. So tune into that with Andrew Bensley on Saturday morning. Thanks a lot, Sean. We'll speak to you next week.